This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
There is a lot to talk about when you're looking for a job. And last week on the show, our regular contributor, Allison Green from Ask a Manager, answered your questions about job searches. Well, you had so many questions after that segment aired that we brought her back on to follow up. Allison, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I want to jump in with this question from a listener. Her name is Selena, and this is what she wrote. Several years ago, six to be exact, my husband and I filed for bankruptcy. My husband was in commercial insurance, and when the economy took a downward spiral in 2008, so did his career. When a credit and background check are required during the interview process, what should I say? I've always worked in the banking industry, but the financial institution I currently work at is closing, and now I'm worried about getting a job. Yeah, this is a tough one. What do you do if a credit check or something like that is required?
Yeah, and especially because she works in banking, they may do a credit check. I'd say be proactive about explaining it. A lot of people have bad luck that affects their finances, especially if they've gone through layoffs or medical bills. Employers know that. If you explain it up front and give them the context, it's probably not going to be an issue. When employers do credit checks for positions that work with money, they're looking for a pattern of irresponsibility with money, or with some positions, signs that you're in such deep debt that you could be a risk for embezzlement, for instance. If you're worried that something might come up that will cause a problem, explain it ahead of time so they have context for what they see, and it will almost always go better that way.
All right, we've got a sort of a complex question for number two from Kevin Schoonover, so I'm going to give you this one. I've been searching for a new position for over a year. I was director of engineering for a large company for 16 years. I'm currently 56 years old, and this is the first time I've been unemployed since the age of 12. When I was a hiring manager, many of my best hires came in through employee referrals. When someone in my network champions my resume into recruiting for a position, recruiting seems to be offended that my contact is trying to do their job. How can I best use my network? Also, when I've gotten interviews for positions at a lower level than director, the interview questions revolve around why I would accept a lesser position. What's the best way to not appear to be overqualified? Because I actually want to take this one in two parts. What's the best way to use your network in a job search?
Yes. I mean, good recruiting departments do welcome good referrals. So if he's getting the sense that they're kind of bristling at it, it's possible that he's run into some not great recruiters. It's possible that his contacts are referring him to jobs where he's not the strongest match with what the employer is looking for, or where other people just happen to be stronger matches. But in general, it's smart to use your network to find out about job openings, to get introductions to people at companies where you're interested in working, to vouch for you to their own contacts if you're applying for a job where they have a connection to that hiring manager. The thing that is less common for people to realize they can do with their network is to use it to just get background information. You know, this is what it's like to work at this company. This hiring manager is great, and this one is to be avoided at all costs. This company puts a high emphasis on trait X or skill Y, so really play it up, that kind of thing.
And to this other point, this idea of maybe taking a job that you feel is below your skill level, or, you know, if you've been stalled in the job search for a while, what do you do with that potential mismatch or questions about it?
It's definitely true that hiring managers worry about hiring someone who might be overqualified. The worry is that you'll be bored, or you'll neglect the less glamorous pieces of the job and focus too much on things that interest you more but aren't so core to the role. So I think if you're applying for a job that's a bit lower level than what you've done in the past, you just need to explain why those things won't be true for you. And you need to explain it in a believable way. So you want to talk about, for example, why you're really excited about this job and why you're not looking for something with more responsibility. So maybe it's that you know from having more responsibility in the past that you're happier when you're not managing a team.
Our last question is one that came in on tape to the Marketplace Weekend voicemail, and it's quite a doozy. I want to play this one.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Kay. I've been looking for a job for a couple of years now and have applied to approximately 700 jobs. Yes, 700, yes. And I'm looking for any insight. You know, I've done all the regular things that you could do, so I'm looking for something maybe out of the ordinary.
I know that you probably have questions for Kay. I might too, but What do you do when you hear a story like that? What do you think?
So I think 700 jobs is a lot, and it makes me wonder if Kay has been focusing on quantity at the expense of quality. You'll usually get better results if you apply to fewer jobs and spend more time tailoring each application to the job. I would also take a fresh look at what is in your resume and whether you're presenting yourself as someone with a track record of getting things done. The mistake that I see people make all the time is having a resume that reads like their job descriptions read. So just listing off the activities that they did rather than the outcomes they got. The other thing I would look at for Kay is whether he's getting interviews. If he is, then the problem might not be the resume and cover letter, but how he's coming across in interviews. And if that's the case, it could be worth role-playing some interviews with, like if he has a friend or a family member who's done some hiring and is willing to sit down and do some interview role-playing, that's a pretty good way to get some feedback on how you're coming across.
Allison Green runs the site Ask a Manager, and she joins us every month to talk about work-related questions. This appearance was a bonus round because we got so many questions from you all for her. If you have questions for Allison, email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org, and you can always find a link to Ask a Manager on our website, which is marketplace.org. Allison, thank you so much.
My pleasure.